From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China have formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement. It's a key step by the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. U.S. President Barack Obama and China's President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, where they're participating in the G20 summit. Mr. Obama said the two nations have a responsibility to their grandchildren to reduce carbon emissions.
Together, the U.S. and China represent about 40% of global emissions. So today, we are moving the world significantly closer to the goal that we have set.
Mr. Xi said he hoped the announcement would benefit everyone. For the Paris Agreement to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those that account for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the accord. So far, only 23 have done so. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told a predominantly black church in Detroit Saturday that he wanted to help rebuild the city, and there are many wrongs that should be made right in the United States. Trump told the congregation at the Great Faith Ministries International that he wants their input into his campaign.
I am here today to listen to your message, and I hope my presence here will also help your voice to reach new audiences in our country.
2 months before the election, Trump is trying to attract the vote of the African American community. Traditionally, that community has voted overwhelmingly for Democratic candidates. Many minority voters have found Trump's description of their lives to be condescending. This is VOA News. Turkey.